Hello, my name is Matt Plourde and I'll be your host for this podcast. Today I'm having a little chat with Megan McInnes-Dominguez about her use of the wiki in her class. So Megan, could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Okay, I'm Megan McInnes-Dominguez. I'm assistant professor of Spanish at the University of Delaware. And I have been using a wiki in my Spanish 303 course, which is a survey of Hispanic American literatures from Columbus through the, end of the 19th century.
What learning goals prompted you to use a wiki in your course?
Well, I originally wanted to use a wiki because in my classes I always had the students do presentations, and being that they're giving the presentations in a foreign language, many of the other students that are listening to the presentations don't follow well, and they're not getting much out of the presentations. So I thought that maybe by using the wiki, they create a text that they can use as while they're presenting, so students can follow it better. And then the students can also add comments to it or change things. So I thought it might be kind of a unique format that would allow the presentations to become, be more effective in the classroom while also giving students the opportunity to interact on another level with the material outside of the classroom as well.
How is writing in a wiki different from writing in general?
You just have to understand some of the framework, which is very simple, actually. It's not that complicated. And what I did, actually, was I gave the frame for each. So I have a main wiki page, and then I have links that I've made to all the authors that we're studying. And then on those pages, the students, I have information on how to edit the wiki, and like it pretty much explains how to create external links, internal links, how to create a new page, and also the basic headings page I set up for them, which is pretty much how I wanted each of their pages to be set up, with the title, author, summary, questions for the class, references, and then the class comments, which are actually all at the bottom of every wiki page anyway. So I set this up for them, and they were able to follow this format very easily. It's just like writing in a Word document. It's really not that hard to do. They had no problem with it.
It seems to me that your use of the wiki is very structured, right?
Yes, I had set up it was a very structured environment, a very structured page that they had to follow, so it was very easy for them. They knew exactly what they had to do. It wasn't just open-ended, which tends to be problematic for students.
Is your wiki public or private? Does it matter to you or to your students?
I guess it's private within the class. It's not something that's seen outside of the classroom, and I think that made them more comfortable. I think any as anonymous as they can be, besides the fact they're giving a presentation when they present the original material, obviously they're accountable for that. But the comments are, it's kind of interesting. The comments can either be, you know, it tells you the name of the person who posted the comment. You could also do it within the text. I let them have that option, so their name is not posted, and I can see who did it or who didn't do it. And they really liked having the option. It made them feel, like, especially students who don't speak so much in class and who are a little bit more shy. By being anonymous, they were able to post more interesting comments without feeling, timid about it. So I like that. I think the students did like it being private, very private.
Did you grade your students on what they did in the wiki?
Yes, I did, actually. That was a big part of the grade. The wiki, first of all, it was included in their participation grade. So each student, either individually or in groups of two, depending on if it was the honors section or the regular section of the class, had to present a wiki page. So they had to set it up, and they had to write information about the author, a summary of the text. They had also had to make a discussion question for the class. And then, so that was graded, and that was worth 15% of their final grade. And then on top of that, for their participation grade, the comments that they posted to the wiki, they had to do this every week. That was worth 50% of their participation grade, which was a 20% altogether of the final grade. So it was a big part of the grade. It was a little difficult to track at the beginning to see who participated and who didn't, but then I figured out how to do that. It's not difficult by just going to the history page on each of the different links to the authors that they set up. I could see who linked or who changed the wiki, and as many times as they went on. If anything, it's too much information. So it's there. It's you can find this stuff out. It's just a matter of playing with it just a little bit. It wasn't hard to do, though.
How much total time did you spend showing students how to use the wiki or troubleshooting problems?
I showed the students on the first week of class, the first Friday of class. We met at the one of the classrooms in the Student Multimedia Design Center in the basement of the library. And I showed them exactly how to set up a wiki page, and I had them each participate. They each had their own computer. They each logged in. They each made a change to a different wiki page, and I went around and made sure they understood how to do it, how to find it. It's really not complicated, so it wasn't. Most of them were able to get it on that first day, and I'm very glad I had done that, because I think that solved a lot of problems that I would have had later on if I hadn't shown them and seen that they could all log on and get in. So that was very good.
Did you or your students experience any technical difficulties using the wiki?
The one thing I didn't figure out how to do in the very beginning was how to incorporate images within the actual page. So what I had the students do was make links to images, and we just did that. And I know that there is I've seen now that you can do that. But I figured that I wanted to show them how to do everything in that first week and make it very simple so that everyone does the same thing, it's not too complicated, and it really worked well. Now for the next time, I might try to show them how to do images and things right in the very beginning so they all are on the same page, and then from the rest of the semester, follow through.
Will you continue to use wikis in this class or others?
I will continue to use wikis. I find it to be an excellent tool in the classroom. And especially in this class, one thing, kind of a use for the wiki that I hadn't anticipated when I first thought of using it was, so I'm teaching early modern and colonial texts, and the idea of the text in this period is very unusual, and one of the things we talk about is like what is traditional text, what is not, and by actually bringing in the wiki and having students make kind of alternative text to the textbook that we use in the classroom, I think they were able to grasp some of the concepts in a way that it was very meaningful to them in a way they wouldn't have in a normal classroom. So that was really effective, and I teach early literature, so I'm sure I can do this in other classes as well, and I mean, besides just being a great tool for allowing students to kind of to communicate outside of the classroom and to correct each other's comments or whatever, it's also kind of an interesting pedagogical tool on that level as well.
Do you plan on reusing some of the content that has been developed in your wiki for upcoming semesters?
I may use the content in other semesters, but only actually if I'm not having students create a new wiki, because I think that I found it to be very effective when the students start from nothing and they create their own and then they add on to each other's comments, and it's just within the one class. But for other classes, other perhaps not the 300 level, maybe 200 level classes, I can bring in the material that has been done on this wiki and kind of, I'm sure I could totally reuse this again without a problem, but I think if I'm going to do, I wouldn't have the students create a new wiki and see what the other students had done before. I think that I'd rather them reinvent the wheel, actually, with this. Okay. So,
would you see wiki content from your course being used in a more advanced course as a starting point?
Well, see, since I'm teaching a survey class now, at the 300 level, they tend to be kind of very general. At the 400 level, they're more specific to a specific author. Perhaps then I could take that author that we've seen in an earlier class and have that just be the very basic. It's because that's really what it is. It's just it's one text. It's one it's a fragment of the text, actually. A little bit about their biography, and that could be useful, certainly, for another class. And then they could develop that. I didn't even think of that. That might be a very useful application.
Did you notice some kind of pride of ownership in your wiki?
I think that they are proud of the wiki and what they've accomplished, and their own pages, because they want to do a good job with it. And I think that their presentations are so much better than they were when they were just speaking to the class, because they're more accountable for the material and for the little details. And so everything has to be accounted for. So I think that they really hope I hope they have a sense of pride for it. But I think from what I could tell from the class, I think they do.
Do you have one last piece of advice to give to other faculty members regarding the use of a wiki?
The best thing they could do is to have a workshop on how to use the wiki in the very beginning, to dedicate a day to it, and have a very good format and frame that students can follow. Keep it simple your first semester, as simple as possible, and you can always learn new things yourself and move beyond that in future semesters, but keep it simple and it will work very, very well.
This has been an IT User Services production. Copyright 2007 by the University of Delaware.